This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a magnificent, remarkable Tuesday, and I should warn you right now, I'm calling an audible on what was on the schedule for today. You know how we did some history in the third hour last night, and last night I told you I'm going to continue that history in the third hour tonight? Yeah, I lied. I'm a liar. I'm a dishonest person. We're starting it in the second hour tonight. I'm too excited. I'm chomping at the bit. Kamikaze history begins an hour from now. Before we get to kamikaze history, we do have to tackle some things that are out there today. I know about the shooting in New York City last night. I'm not going to talk about that. As you know, I don't do mass shooting radio. I am, however, going to talk about something the media said about it. And I'm going to compare that story with a story out of Cincinnati that's really ugly. We're going to talk about race communism here briefly. Then we're going to talk about one of the more bizarre controversies I've seen. It's bizarre unless you understand what the communist is seeing. Some hot chick did an ad for a jeans company and the commies are all mad about it. We have a commie who had a beautiful wedding. We'll discuss that. The trades are back in fashion, emails, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, again, I don't do mass shooting radio. I didn't do it while the show was going on last night. I'm not a breaking news station. As much as that angers some people at some affiliates, I'm not a journalist. Breaking news, this is Jesse Kelly. Never happening. That's not what I do. I analyze the stories, analyze the culture, try to make an interesting radio show. I am not Tom Brokaw. I am not Walter Cronkite. And no matter how much you want me to be, I will not. And I definitely don't do plane crash, mass shooting radio. It's ugly. It's awful. We don't have information. It's terrible. And I'm not going to discuss it today about what happened in New York City. Some dude walks in an office building, shoots up a bunch of people, kills himself. Good riddance to him. It's awful. It's sad. It's terrible. We got it. But I do follow along on breaking news the same way you do. Follow along as best I can on social media, gathering information, not commenting. Let me stress this to you, not commenting, because we don't know yet, but gathering news. And this was happening while the show was going on last night. And during the break, I'm looking at social media and I see they put out a picture. I don't know whether the NYPD officially put it out, but someone put it out, a picture of what was very clearly either a black guy or a Middle Eastern guy of somebody. You could tell by the skin color. Obviously, you could tell by the hair. Somebody very clearly non-white. It's not like it was a grainy picture. It was up close, personal. You could see it walk into the office building with a weapon. But this is what you heard on CNN last night.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white.
Possibly white. Now, we didn't know anything that was going on. I didn't, and you didn't. But honestly, I can say the one thing we did know. We didn't know motivations. We didn't know religion. We didn't even know the specifics on the weapon. The one thing we did know for sure, the one thing we knew, it definitely wasn't a white guy. Why say this?
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white.
Okay. Put that in your back pocket for a minute.
Something happened in Cincinnati. This was over the weekend. I haven't addressed it, and I'm not going to address the actual incident of what happened in any specifics. There was a big music festival. Long story short, you've probably seen the horrible video by now. Some people were gathered in the streets, and a couple older white dudes and an older white woman were beaten viciously. The white woman was flat out knocked out. It was one of the worst. It was awful. Socked in the face by a black dude, a young black dude, knocks her out cold. She is on the ground, not moving. I'm sure she has brain injuries of some kind. It was an ugly scene. Okay. It was an ugly scene. I didn't talk about it because I don't know all the circumstances. I didn't think it was worthy of talking about on the show. It was ugly. And I'm really not talking about that now, but that's what we've all seen. Yeah, I guarantee you've seen it by now. I've seen it. Everyone's seen it by now. The Cincinnati police chief, she got up and she addressed it. Here's what she was angry about.
Social media and journalism and the role it plays in this incident. And yes, guys, that's you. That is you. Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version of what occurred. At times, social media and mainstream media and their commentaries are a misrepresentation of the circumstances surrounding any given event.
She goes on ranting, not about praying for the victims, not about saying those responsible for the assaults will be brought to justice. She goes on ranting that you saw the video, you commented on the video because it was black people assaulting white people, and that was what truly outraged her. So let's talk about this again. As you know, if you listen to this show, you know this well. All the, quote, different branches of communism, they're all under the same umbrella. They're all different fingers of the same communist fist. There's feminism communism, LGBTQ demon mob communism, climate communism. Of course, there's race communism. There's more, but these are really some of the big ones. But they're not separate, you see. They're all the same fist. Different fingers, of course, on the same fist. Now, why come up with different brands? Because it's all just about destruction. In the end, they all work with each other. They riot with each other. They vote for each other. They support each other without end. I can show you a picture of a bunch of fat lesbians holding up a sign that says Queers for Palestine. That you can yell all day long that doesn't make sense, but that's not the point. Why are they all together? Why are they all on the same team? Because it is the same team. It's a sick religion of destruction and domination. Now, if it's all the same team, then why different brands? Why let the feminists have their own thing and the climate nutters have their own thing and the race commies have their own thing? And why different things? For the exact same reason McDonald's has different menu items. McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese is very popular, but not everybody wants a quarter pounder with cheese. When we go to McDonald's as a family, which we try not to do much, but when we go to McDonald's as a family, I'll tell you right now, I'm a quarter pounder with cheese guy. My youngest son, he doesn't want that. He wants a double cheeseburger. My wife, believe it or not, super healthy ob, if you ever convince her to go to McDonald's, loves a fillet of fish. My other son, he likes chicken nuggets. Why different menu items? Because when I say let's go to McDonald's, everybody needs something that appeals to them. Remember that communism is the religion of the malcontent. You don't have to fall into any one of the specific categories. You just have to be freaking miserable. Hate your life, hate your country, hate your mom, hate yourself, hate your circumstances. Just be a malcontent and they can get you in the door. But how in the world do they recruit more people? Because remember, they're always recruiting. Communists are always recruiting. They are not political. They are religious. They are an army fighting a revolution. And armies need new recruits. We'll talk about this in about an hour when we talk about kamikazes. If you are have an army of malcontents, you better figure out how to find more. So not everybody's miserable and blames the other skin color. But some people are really worried that SUVs are killing the climate. Okay, we can't get them either. Okay, well, you must be gay. Aren't you gay? I bet the church hates you. America hates you. You have to find different things people are malcontented about in order to make your recruiting numbers and raise the communist army you have. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get this out of the way. The different branches, they all work together, of course, as we discussed, the different fingers of the communist fist. They work together, they support each other on the same team. You got all that. But they are used for different things. They specialize. They have different specialties, if you will. Let's talk about that. And then we'll come back to these stories specifically. Before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about doing your meat right. Perfectly. Every time. Do you know, there's just something about being a dude and having your brisket get a compliment. I don't even know what that is. I'm not even a cook, as you know. I'm not a grill master. I like to lie about it on the radio, but I have no earthly idea what I'm doing. But when I started using the IQ Sense for my brisket, I put this wireless cooking thermometer in there. I leave it in there for like 18 hours, and I just never think about it. I go to bed. I put it in there before I go to bed. I go to bed, wake up. I usually do this on Saturday night, wake up, go to church, come home, and I just sit around waiting for my phone to go beep, 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 brisket's done, and that's it. That's it. That's because of the IQ Sense. I don't have to know what I'm doing. And now the entire neighborhood requests my brisket because I cooked to temperature. That's all it takes. Steaks, brisket, chicken, stove, oven, smoker, whatever. Get an IQ Sense, 15% off. ChefIQ.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We continue our kamikaze history about 45 minutes from now. Back to what we were discussing before, because it'll come back to CNN after we're all looking at a picture of a black dude saying this.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white.
What? So back to what we were discussing, the different branches of modern communism, you know, the feminists and the LGBTQ and the race communists and the climate and that all the others, different fingers of the same fist. But the different fingers have different roles to play. For instance, the feminists. And I know there are feminists who hate listening to the show, even people on the right. Maybe there's a young lady or two, I know there are more than that, on the right, kind of flirting with feminism. Maybe even calls herself, I'm a right-wing feminist. I'm a conservative feminist. Well, you should understand this very clearly. Gender roles are gender roles for a reason. They're for everyone's happiness, yours and his. They're the proper way to structure a society. But maybe more importantly, you should understand that feminism was encouraged and is encouraged by the communists because it destroys the institution of marriage. Meaning people don't want to get married. There's not a single man in the history of the world who has grown up saying, man, I want to marry a feminist one day. It's the opposite of what every man wants. But you encourage young women in that. What you do, young women aren't getting married. Young men aren't getting married anymore. Who wants to marry a friggin' feminist? Nobody. Okay, so feminism, I'm not going into that. Feminism attacks the institution of marriage. LGBTQ demon mob stuff also affects the marriage rates, but also affects birth rates. You can't have babies as same-sex couples, now can you? And it breaks children from their parents. The LGBTQ Demon Bob movement is really aimed at children more than anything else. That's why they transition from, yes, gay marriage, to, hey, your daughter should cut her breasts off immediately. Why? It was always about the kids. Break children. Break them mentally. Break them physically. They'll be loyal communist foot soldiers until they kill themselves at 18. The climate communists, that's really just about destroying everything. There's no more murderous form of communism than that. The honest ones will flat out tell you, oh, we want to kill billions. Yeah, billions of people should die. But that's not what we're discussing. Race communism. We mentioned McDonald's earlier, how McDonald's has to offer different menu items to get whole groups of people in because not everybody likes the same thing. If climate communism is, I'm sure they have salads. They have salads, right? Yeah, they have salads. I'm sure, if climate communism is the salads, if LGBTQ stuff is the chicken nuggets, race communism is the Big Mac. Race communism is the easiest one to sell. And take it from somebody who was in sales. Sales needs to be simple. You know how I sold RVs for a long time? It's a long story. I was out of work. I found a job selling RVs. Ended up selling RVs for 5-6 years. That's how I paid my bills. That's what I was doing right before I did this. You learn very easily. You know what's a terrible sale on an RV? Oh, you see this RV model? Versus that one you're looking at up the street? Well, with this one, you see, this one has a special black tank underneath. And if you put the settings just right on the black tank and you park your RV kind of going uphill, but then you can actually drain the black tank easier than you can on the... Oh, my gosh, I already stopped listening. You know what's a good sale? AC works better on this one. Keeps you cool. You'll be hot in the other one. You know why the second one's a good sale and the first one's a bad one? It's simple. It's easy to understand. And by the way, the first sale may be true and may be way more important, but it's not an easy sell. An easy sell is, don't you want to keep cool? This will keep you cool. You'll be hot in the other one. That's an easy sell. Race communism has infected America into its bones, and it's infected America because it was such, and it was and is, such an easy sell. And this is not applicable to only America. Whenever you have a country, you will have minority groups of some kind. Skin color minority, religious minority, and it's not the same in every country, right? So it just differs. But you know what always sells in those minority groups? And I mean 100% of the time. Hey, you guys are oppressed. Those guys, the majority, they're oppressing you. Vote for me and I'll get them for you. It doesn't get simpler than that. It doesn't get easier than that. And the American communists understood that a long time ago. The Soviets infiltrated and manipulated America's black civil rights movement decades ago because from clear across the pond, from clear across the ocean, they recognized, wow, there is an aggrieved minority skin color in America, and that is how we break this wonderful country up. Let's focus on that. And they did, and they have for decades. Now, just sit back and marinate on this for a moment. Think about the powerful forces fully invested in the idea that white guys are the bad guys in this country. Even white forces. It's not like it's unique to only black people are saying this. That was a white woman on CNN with this ridiculous.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white.
Oh, there's a shooter. Oh, it looks bad. Oh, he's a black guy. Oh, screw it. Just call him white. He has to be. We'll finish this in a second.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Why is it the police chief in Cincinnati, Ohio, a major American city, watches some horrible assault on these older people, and the first thing that comes to her mind is, man, these social media people are pointing this out. What an outrage.
Social media and journalism and the role it plays in this incident. And yes, guys, that's you. That is you. Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version.
You guys are missing the context. Don't criticize the black people. Race communism has been sold. It's not that they're selling it, they are, but it has been sold long ago. And one of the things we are going to have to take apart, and it is going to take time, is this mentality that white people are inherently evil, minority people of any kind are inherently saintly and good. And it would be one thing if that mentality was pushed by your third grade social studies teacher. We now have police chief after police chief, mayor after mayor, senator after senator, news anchor, actor after actor. That way of thinking, white people are bad, white people are evil, a black guy did something bad, let's lie about it. That way of thinking is in America's bones, because for years and years and years and years and years, the American right did not understand what was happening and did not have the guts to fight back against what was happening, and now it's in our bones. We were too scared. I don't want to be called a racist. I don't want to be called a Nazi. I don't want, oh, well, let me just put my head down and move on. Let me just move on. And now a white guy does something bad. It leads to headline in every major newspaper, and CNN does an hour-long special on it at night. Something terrible happens, and it was done by a minority of any stripe. The American media, American Democrats, American universities, America's police chiefs, America's FBI, all jump on the grenade as fast as they possibly can to avoid at any cost having to discuss things like white on black crime. Which, when you look at the percentage, is shockingly high. There's almost no white-on-black crime, but black-on-white crime in America's cities, I want to stress this, is it's bad. It's really, really bad. It's so bad that we now have our major American cities refusing to report their crime numbers to the FBI. Why? Because the crime numbers don't say what they want them to say, so they take that report and they put it in the paper shredder. That's how CNN can get on the news after all of America has looked at a picture of a black guy and say this.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white.
Now, let's move on. Because I can't even believe I'm going to talk about this, but there's a larger story at play here, and one that I think is helpful if we talk about one. Helpful for you, helpful for me. It's helpful to understand. First, Sydney Sweeney. She's an actress. I don't watch movies and TV, really. I've never seen any. I don't even know what she's in. Chris, what's she in? You know, Chris has no idea. Of course, Chris doesn't know either. No, whatever. She's an actress. She's a hot actress. She's a dime. Okay? That's all I know. But American Eagle, I didn't know what they were either. It's a fashion brand, apparently. American Eagle. American Eagle did what I grew up with. They went and found a hot woman, a model, an actress of some kind, some dime, and they dressed her up in American Eagle clothes. I haven't even seen anything that I would look at as really inappropriate. I think everything I've seen, you could wear this stuff to church. I mean, it looked fine. It's just jeans. They dressed her up in American Eagle clothes, and they said, hey, here's a hot chick wearing American Eagle stuff. You should buy it. Now, what's wild about this is this story is going to be odd depending on how old you are. So let me explain maybe to the younger crowd something, and it's not because you're stupid. You know, I don't talk down to you if you're young. I never have. I never will. It's just a different era. You can argue whether this was right or wrong or whatever, but when I was a child, for my entire life, it was only attractive people who sold things on TV, no matter what those things were. And it didn't have to be clothes, right? It didn't have to be a lingerie. It could be a Gatorade commercial. And I promise you, everybody out there playing pickup basketball, they're all going to be dudes with six packs. They are. None of them are going to look like Chris. They're all going to be, sorry, Chris, I was trying to be nice. They're all going to be attractive people. If it's a makeup ad, they're all going to be dimes. Every single one of them is a dime. And it wouldn't have to be that. It could be a local ad. It could be a local furniture ad. You've seen these local ads. Come out now, get three couches, and we'll give you one free. And they'll find the hottest local chick they could find. And she'll be out there, hey, come buy our couches. Attractive people sold things for most of my entire life. And it's not complicated. Why? People like to look at beauty and be associated with beauty. And it doesn't have to be physical beauty on human beings. It can be a beautiful building, a beautiful car. It can be natural beauty. People want to look at it. They want to be around it. Have you ever been at or at least seen the documentary on, maybe honestly movies will represent this well from time to time, a fancy party of some kind, a fancy cocktail party where the men are in suits and the women are in dresses. Have you ever seen or been to one of those things? Who's waiting on people there? Who's serving drinks? Who's serving food? Beautiful women. Every single time. Why is that? People want to be around it. It lifts people's moods. It sells. It's one of those things that's known but not known for a lot of people. You know, pharmaceutical sales reps are famously some of the most attractive women you will ever see in your entire life. Pharmaceutical sales reps. Why? Well, what's a doctor? Doctor's an educated nerd. He's been to school for 1,000 years. He's usually, at least he used to be, a dude. And a doctor has appointments all day long, and he has people trying to get in his ear all day long. If you're a pharmaceutical sales rep, how do you get past the wall and get a private meeting with the doctor? Well, being a dime doesn't hurt. Attractiveness is appealing to people, and I guess that's why they call it attractiveness. So what changed? Why did that change? When did that change? Because I remember like it was yesterday, I went to the mall here in Houston with my sons, and there was a big Victoria's Secret store, and you're always trying to keep your boys from looking at the Victoria's Secret store. But I looked, and there was a black woman modeling lingerie, and she weighed about 400 pounds. I'm not exaggerating. She was grossly obese, model, and she was the whole window. She wasn't a side thing. She was the whole window. It was probably life-size. A whole window outside of Victoria's Secret. How did we go from what I grew up with to that? And why the outrage about some hot chick modeling jeans? We'll talk about that in a moment. History's coming soon, you know. 10 minutes from now, we're going into kamikaze history again. Do you enjoy learning about the past, ancient history, American history, World War II history? Maybe it's Athens and Sparta. Maybe it's World War II. Maybe it's Rome. Maybe you want to learn about the Constitution. Maybe you want to learn about the history of the ancient Christian church. It's all available for you at no cost at hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Hillsdale is teaching us these things at no cost. More than 40 free online courses. Don't wait for me to get to it every couple months. Go nerd out now on whatever interests you. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We finish this, then history. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday, and I'm warning you again, 10 minutes from now, the show goes off the rails, and we go back to history to continue our kamikaze, our history of the kamikaze that we started last night. If you missed that, it was the final hour of last night's show. You have to download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, all free. It's all free. Go. That was our little prelim to where we're going to leave off tonight. We're kind of going to start on the Battle of Midway tonight because that's important as we work our way to the kamikaze. So that's coming. Also, I totally forgot that our wedding anniversary was today. That's going to go ahead and be on me. 19 years. Kind of forgot it. Well, Chris, there were 19 of them. Okay, they kind of blended in. What, Chris? They blended in. And look, I'm just so happy for her that I was overwhelmed and didn't remember the day we got married. It happens to everybody. I'm going to take her out to Red Lobster tonight, and I'm going to make it up to her, all right? Now, back to what we were discussing. For all my youth, the people who were selling you things in any form were attractive people. And then something flipped. Now, it was all a bunch of ugly people and freaks. You've seen it. I know you've seen it. You've seen it on TV commercials. You've seen it on billboards. You can't escape it. It's always somebody who looks like they should be playing left tackle for the Seattle Seahawks now trying to sell you underwear. What happened? Okay. Here's what happened. People make the mistake of thinking that the Marxists, the communists, are at war with free markets or capitalism. And don't get me wrong, they are, but why are they at war with it? Because it works. Remember, it's a demonic religion of destruction and domination. You can tell the communists that, hey, communism fails, central planning fails, it makes people poor and miserable, and history shows that, so why do you want it? That's why they want it. That's why they want it. Because it makes people miserable. Things that are good, things that are beautiful in any form, does not have to be physical beauty. Things that are beautiful, the communist sees it and he wants to tear it down. The religion of destruction. That's what it is. The communists succeeded in this when it comes to sales of everything in this country. They infected the HR departments. Remember, that's always the foothold the communists will use to infect your company. Then they got on the boardrooms. Soon, it was a bunch of blobs out there trying to sell you t-shirts and underwear and pharmaceuticals on TV. Now it's just ugliness everywhere, trying to promote it. And it's more than just trying to promote ugliness. It's about destroying beauty, ignoring beauty, putting down beauty. Because if everyone can't be beautiful, and everyone can't be beautiful, if everyone can't be beautiful, then nobody should be beautiful. That's how the communist looks at the entire world. You don't believe me? Here's a little brief sampling for you here. Sydney Sweeney, as I mentioned, is the actress. The actress that, I mean, she's hot. She's a dime. She just did an ad for some jeans. Here's some headlines for you here. Sydney Sweeney ad. Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad slammed as Nazi propaganda. Headline: How American Eagle's Sydney Sweeney Good Jeans ad went wrong. Headline: This one's from MSNBC. Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad is part of an unbridled cultural shift towards whiteness. Oh, don't think this is just a couple articles. Here was Good Morning America.
We begin with the backlash over a new ad campaign featuring actress Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the ads are for American Eagle, and the tagline is, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, in one ad, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress talks about genes as in DNA being passed down from her parents.
The play on words is being compared to Nazi propaganda with racial undertones.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to.
They just hate beautiful things. And they will destroy beautiful things. It's why all those communist fingers we talked about, all part of the same fist we talked about earlier, they're all, and notice we talked about the reasons for them, all meant to destroy something. Destroy marriage. Destroy childhood. Destroy an economy, life itself. Destroy race relations. All meant to destroy. As far as the Nazi stuff goes, well, you already know this because we talk about it all the time. Nazis are part of a cult, a sick religion. And part of any cult is word association. Word association is a big thing. I say this, you say that. I say this, you think that. Communists are trained to bring up Nazi whenever they encounter something that hurts their revolution. And remember this, this is not long ago, just a few years ago, they conquered the culture where it's just fat women everywhere. They conquered the culture. And they thought they had conquered it permanently. So it may be nothing to you. It may be nothing to me. You don't care about Sydney Sweeney. You don't care about American Eagle. Neither do I. Why is it such a big deal to them? They are faced, in their minds, I don't even know this woman's politics, nor do I care. In their minds, this hurts the revolution. You can't just start putting dimes on social media again. You can't put dimes in fashion ads again. We stopped all that. We surely stomped out all the beauty. How can you try to bring it back? The backlash for them is real because they thought they had finally conquered and snuffed out beauty. And the second they encounter something that impedes the revolution, they go back to their programming and scream, Nazi! This is Nazi eugenics! But that's not true. You're focusing on the wrong thing. Of course it's not true. That doesn't matter to them. It's just programming. Enough of all this. I'm going to go talk about history now. We'll get back to trades and making fun of this commie who had a nice wedding, but I'm going to go talk history. That means it's time for you to get your chalk. Go get your male vitality stack or female vitality stack if you forgot to take it today, and go take it right now during the break because it's time for you to get energized and motivated and excited because we are rewinding and we're going to go back and talk about kamikazes in Japan and why and the history around all of it, just like we started doing last night. Do you want to feel great? You want your energy bursting at all times? I'm telling you, we have to tackle this problem naturally. Stop having the afternoon cup of coffee, unless you just want it. I love it too. And start getting your levels right with natural herbal supplements. I have 70-some-year-old men emailing me, telling me they have T levels of a 20-year-old. Naturally. Chalk.com/Jesse is where you go. Or you can call them, text them. 50CHALK3000. They'll answer your questions. Get some natural herbal supplements in your body. You're about to feel so good. Now, we're going to feel good talking about history. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.